Hey, happy fourth day of Advent. Are you loving the snow out there? Oh, it is good, isn't it? December 1 and snow is here. Hey, we are in the Advent season. We launched that on Monday in chapel, even though the official Advent season started on Sunday and will conclude on Christmas Day. Do you remember what the word Advent means? Anyone?
Adventus,
it's the Latin word which means coming. Thank you, Connor. I think I heard a few people. The word means coming. And the Advent season reminds us of the first coming of Christ at his birth. But it also has us at the same time looking with expectation to the second coming of Christ in the future. Now, Advent is the beginning of the liturgical year. Are you familiar with that, liturgical year, or the church calendars? I know some of you are from traditions that you say yes. Some of you are going, what does that mean? So for those of you who don't know what the liturgical calendar is, let me give you a brief lesson. I love this little red marker thing that I get to point. So let's bring that up, PC. I'm going to do a little brief lesson. This is dangerous with me, okay? So Advent, work with me here. This will be a brief lesson. Advent, here we are right now. We started Advent, the season of Advent, on Sunday. It's the fourth Sunday before Christmas, which this year was November 28. It lasts all the way through Christmas here. Now, once we hit Christmas, we move into a season called the season of Christmas. It lasts for 12 days. Do you remember the 12 days of Christmas? Ah, that's where it comes. All right. So we move from December 25th all the way down to January 5th. Then on January 6th, we move into something called Epiphany. Epiphany reminds us of the visitation of the Magi to Jesus. Once we move out of Epiphany, we move into a time from January 7th this year all the way up to March 9, which is called the season after Epiphany, or it's an ordinary season or a common season. But we move all the way to March 9, which is Ash Wednesday, which starts what season? The season of Lent, which we move towards the time of Jesus' life, his death, and his resurrection. That season lasts for 40 days and 6 Sundays, moving up to Easter this year, which is on April 24, also a week before school gets done. That's not in the liturgical calendar. Okay, then we have Easter on April 24. After Easter, 50 days after Easter, we move into something called Pentecost, the time in the church calendar that we remember the gift of the Holy Spirit. Pentecost is 50 days after Easter, which would move us into June. And after Pentecost, we move into a season called the season after Pentecost, or common days or ordinary days, which moves right back into Advent. How was that for a quick lesson? If you want more, go online, okay, for liturgical year. Now. You need to know that the liturgical year does not replace our civic calendar, but the liturgical year is to interrupt our calendars. It's to interrupt the seasons of our years to focus at least the body of Christ corporately on certain areas during certain times of the year. One of those areas that the church is called to at different points of the years is corporate prayer. Now, with this in mind, you're wondering, what is CJ and Sarah doing up here with me? I'm going to tell you why they're up here. Hey, last year, a group of students approached campus ministry and asked if they could do a campus-wide prayer time the week before exams. Of course, we said, no, we don't want you doing that. No, we said, of course, we'd love for you to do that. So these students charted out the week before exam week from 7 a.m. in the morning till 11 at night and had half-hour slots for people to intentionally sign up and to pray for a half hour in Schoon Chapel. This year, a group of students, CJ and Sarah, approached us again and said, we want to do it again. But also, Sarah and CJ were involved in the prayer week last week, and that's why they're here. So I got a couple questions for you guys about this, because some people are going, what's this campus-wide prayer, and what's this look like? So the first question, CJ and Sarah, is, first of all, Sarah Wentz, a senior out of Chicago, Illinois. C.J. Neuendorf, junior out of Pella, Iowa. Give him a little love real quick. You can love on him, all right? Okay. So you two, why is this so important to do again? A campus-wide prayer during the season of Lent. What do you think, C.J.?
I think it's just that time of interruption that you talked about with the liturgical year and Advent, and how when we decide to pray intentionally for a half hour, an hour time slots, it interrupts our schedule and it interrupts our day. And we say, Lord, like, we give you this time and we give you this half hour and we want to meet with you at this time. And I think being intentional about interrupting our day is really important. So, I mean, at least it has been for me at times.
Very good. Sarah, what do you think? Why is this so important to do?
I think last year it taught me a lot just about the power of prayer and just that prayer is so, so powerful, and that God hears us, and to come together and be vulnerable with one another and to just get on our knees and just really ask God to show up. And we have a full week to do that, and that's a huge, huge blessing.
Cool. Now, CJ, Sarah, have you ever, before last year, ever been involved in something like this, kind of a 24/7 prayer or anything?
I haven't. Last year was my first time.
Okay. Okay. CJ?
My church back home tried to be a church of prayer. And so I did some like weekends where our youth group would do 24/7 prayer, and our church tried to do like a week or two of continuous prayer 24/7 in the church. But it's different, I guess, than it is at college, because for me, youth group, it was high school. So, I mean, nobody really has homework in high school.
Heck no.
That's right. And then so it was just like fun to go for an hour and like, woohoo, you know, like, oh, college football's over. Like, I'm going with my small group. But here at college, everybody's got, I mean, we all know, 1,000 tests, papers, exams coming up. And then in that season, we say, I'm going to take this time and really say, no, you're first in my life. And I'm giving this time to you because you're the most important thing. And you're God. You are who I rely on, you know.
That's awesome. So, Sarah, when you did it for the first time last year, what was it like? I mean, yeah?
I think I learned a lot about devotion, and I just remember being in the room and just thinking, like, if I thought a half hour was a big deal and I'm telling myself that Christ is the center of my life, like, a half hour is nothing. And I think I just learned that devoting time to him, really, there is no excuse for that. No matter like whatever is going on in our lives, he deserves our everything, and that was just a cool place to be reminded of that.
So that half hour, you're telling us it went really pretty quick, because I think when I think of a half hour praying, holy cow, I'm thinking, what do you do for a half hour?
Yeah, holy cats, right?
Holy cats, CJ. So what did you do for a half hour? CJ, you're showing me up, baby.
Hey. I learned from the master. Hey. Watch
okay.
it.
Don't get okay. distracted. So CJ, half hour.
I just find that you get in there and the half hour flies by. And I know that might seem like, oh, CJ, you're just saying that. But if you just sit in there and just wait on the Lord and be in his presence, and there's so many ways to encounter him. And whether it's being in prayer of praise and offering thanks to him, or whether that's in confession or praying for the nations or kingdom advancing prayer, or simply just being there, reading his word and meditating on it. All of a sudden you look up at the clock, and I feel like for me, half hour, just like, it's like when you're sitting down watching a TV show and all of a sudden it's, you know, 30 minutes later, only this time it was 30 minutes spent with the Lord.
How about for you, Sarah?
Yeah, I think a half hour seems like kind of intimidating. And I remember a lot of times last year I would journal. I feel like journaling for me is a way to really just pour my heart out to God. Sometimes my thoughts get scattered and I don't focus as much, and that was something I did a lot.
Now, some people may be thinking, oh my gosh, it's CJ and Sarah. They're really super spiritual students. So of course they love the prayer room. What about for some of us who've never done this before? Is it only kind of for like the really super spiritual people to do this?
Heck no.
Heck no.
No, but it's for everybody, because the Lord is ready to meet anybody wherever they're at. Mm-hmm. I mean, yep. He's just waiting for us to enter into his presence, I feel like. And it continuously says in the scriptures, like, seek and you will find, you know? And and just seeking him out with your time, I think it's wherever you're at. And like I said, you can go in there, and there's so many ways to just be in his presence and just say to him, I give this time to you, wherever you're at in life. And it might seem easy to say that, but at the same time, there's a sense of, like, calm in that prayer room where, like, the hectic schedule's going on, and then you come to the prayer room and you just find the Lord just ready to meet with you.
Hmm. I love that, your thoughts of Scripture, how many times the Scripture says over and over again, the Lord says, if you seek me earnestly, I will make myself known. What a great promise. So wherever you're at, there is a promise. If we come to the Lord authentically, the Lord will make himself known. How would you respond to that as well, too? Yes?
Yeah, I guess I would just challenge you, like, if it's intimidating to spend a half hour in there, if you've never been in there, to sign up or go with a friend, because it's just a place of rest, and God is ready to meet us.
Yeah, very good. Okay, time's running out, so I got some practical questions for you. How do you sign up for these slots? CJ?
Run out the doors and find a computer.
Okay.
Because it's going to be on No Hope. There should be a link on the side to a good old Microsoft Excel spreadsheet. 5 days, they're set up for two slots during each time. And they're in half-hour time slots from 7 a.m. till 10:30 p.m. Just put your initials in there, CN. If you don't want people to even remotely know your name, just put SC, Santa Claus, just praying in there.
Okay.
Throughout the Christmas season.
Okay.
But just sign up. I would say the same thing as Sarah. I just challenge people to sign up. Whether you say, I don't know if this is for me, sign up and try it out. And just go there and just be ready and just be anticipating that God is going to show up, because he will.
Very good. So sign up on No Hope. Mm-hmm. It will start right after chapel today. It will extend all the way through next week. So sign up. Now there will be 32. It will end next Friday. It will start next Monday, go through Friday. 32 slots a day. That's over 160 slots. And I know last year they were all filled, and we're hoping and praying that will be the case this year. Sarah, signing up, can you go with groups of people? Can you go with your cluster from Dykstra? Can you go, athletic teams, fraternities, yeah. Sororities? Yes?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What if I wanted 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday, and darn it, CS and CS were signed up in both slots? Then what?
Then you go anyways.
You still go?
Yeah.
Okay. So even if the slots are filled, go. And so where is this all happening? Schoon Chapel. Where is Schoon? Do you guys know there's a Schoon Chapel here? Okay, CJ, where's Schoon Chapel?
Graves Hall, in case you're not familiar with campus, is right next door here to Denver.
Graves Hall, okay.
Right out those windows.
Right out those windows.
And then you go in there and go down to the basement, and it's more towards the library, and there'll be signs pointing you there. And it's down the basement, a little room. Schoon Chapel, you'll find it.
You'll find it. And here's the last thing. If you go, I don't know what to do, but I feel led to go down there and pray, there is a sheet that you as a student's leadership team made up that can even direct you through that half-hour time, giving you some examples of how you can use that time. The key is an open heart to do it. That's all you need, is an open heart, and the Lord will respond to that. So, next week,
do it.
Campus-wide prayer sign up begins today. CJ, pray us out, would you please?
Lord, we thank you for this time, and we just thank you for the promise that you will show up when we are ready to meet with you. And we just thank you that it's all by your power and your power alone, that it's not anything that we can muster up, but that it is by grace that you come and you meet with us. And so we pray that you would take this time next week from 7 to 11, Monday through Friday, and that you'd consecrate it as your time of prayer and as an act of glorifying you. And that through it all, that you would be honored and glorified and praised in our prayer. So Lord, we ask these things all in your Son's holy name. Amen.